Previous studies have shown 65% of office workers had some sort, you know, some sort of little relationship on the side.
Yeah.
Now, it could just be flirty. Could be just, you know, maybe something borderline text message that isn't necessarily full on cheating, but it is cheating.
You know, they go to the edge, but they don't quite
swapping nudes. That was like a big thing.
A nude from the work bathroom.
Yeah. Some nudes. They swap nudes at work. Some ladies were like, I don't actually like get it on, but there's a couple guys at work that I do send nude photos to.
That's crazy.
Just to brighten their day.
Yeah.
So she's not cheating on her husband. Then she brings all that sexual energy home to her husband.
Okay.
Everybody wins.
And so then, yeah, that's how she spends it.
Get this. This person says, because they're a manager, and they don't deter at-work flings because they say that it actually causes people to be confident, makes them more energized. They have more energy at work, which then they produce better.
Right. When you were, you know, talked about this earlier, promoting it, I never looked at it like that, but that makes so much sense. Like, they come to work earlier, they stay later. Yeah, they're going to have to deal with, like, a little bit of nonsense, like, during the workday of them, like, trying to, like, go out of their way to flirt. But if you do think about it, they probably are more productive.
Yeah, and they have less sick days.
Yeah. It made sense when you described it like that. That stood out to me. It's almost like bosses should,
instead of
discouraging, they should almost not encourage, but just kind of turn the other cheek if they do happen.
Turn a blind eye.
Yeah. Because it does actually help you out.
Let's go to line number two. Yes, did you have an at-work fling?
Yes, I did. She was married at the time. I think she still is married, but I don't know.
So you started nailing a married woman. Did you feel any sort of remorse or like you're going straight to hell? You know what I mean? Thou shall not bang another man's wife.
She came on to me.
I understand. So she came on to you and she's like, I want that. And so how long did this fling last?
2 years, a year and a half.
Year and a half. Did you use condoms, sir, at least?
Yes.
Okay, good job. Good job, sir. I mean, still barbaric what he did.
For sure.
Thank you. Anybody have any at-work flings? Let's go to line number three.
Hey, how you doing? This is John.
What's up, John? Did you get something going on at the work?
Not me, but I work at a local prison, and in the prisons, it's just a hoe factory. All the guards sleep with each other.
Really?
It's so bad that they fight over one girl got pregnant. And then went with this other guard after that.
Wait a second. So she was with child with another guard, and then this other guard, she got with him while she was pregnant?
After she had the baby, got with another guy.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just rampant. Yeah. And what's even worse is most people won't tell you, but the guards get with the inmates all the time.
Oh,
they just push it under the rug.
Gosh, is it the male guards or the female guards are getting with the inmates? Or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yikes.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to line four. Yes, line four.
I don't know if this considers a work fling, but when my daughter was in school, I kind of started messing around with her counselor.
Oh.
I don't know if that's considered a work thing, but...
No, I mean, you never know where you can meet your true love. Was it your true love, sir, or were you just, you know, having...
No.
Okay, well, that's really terrible then.
You know, I was going through some rough times, so she was a counselor, you know.
Oh, I got you. Crotch counselor.
Yeah, she helped him through his problems.
She's my crotch counselor.
That's a great counselor.
All right, let's go to line number one. Yes, line number one.
Yeah, I had a work affair, and I have to tell you, it made me a better employee. And I'll tell you why. I was excited to go to work. I worked hard.
That's what we were
saying. I wanted to impress him. I would get to work early. I would leave late. And to be quite honest, I had my best numbers while having that affair.
Okay, best numbers, sales or something?
Yeah, I work in sales.
Okay, so you had a lot of good numbers.
Exactly. I think there's something to this study. I mean, most women in my office have had at least one affair.
Well, that's unfortunate because there's a lot of dudes listening right now and their wives have just kissed him on the lips and said, see you after work, honey. That's unfortunate that you're saying that all women have affairs at work.
Yeah.
You used to have to worry about the milkman. Now you got to work around all these people.
You work in close quarters and, you know, you get close to people really easily. You go on business trips, you go to bars, things happen. You know, It's all, like I said, I think it's pretty harmless, honestly.
I don't see it as harmless. You're married, so that's very harmful to your marriage. It's very toxic to your marriage.
Well, I'm not going to leave my partner, so no, what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is that you're not loyal to your partner. So that makes it a big deal. As they say,
these hoes ain't loyal.
It's one.
Stop being a hoe.
Those are some of the things that people are saying.
What a hoe's at?
Clearly at
work. I don't know. I just, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. He's happy. I'm happy. What's the big deal? I got a bigger paycheck. We are able to upgrade our house. You know, our kids are doing great. I don't understand why that has to do with, like,
honey,
my marriage and my work life are two totally separate.
I banged that guy, and now look at the size of the house we have.
Yeah.